Hello and welcome to SciComm Bites, short reflections on science communication that you can put into practice right away. I'm Suzanne Whitby, the founder of SciComm Success, and today I'm thinking about audiences. Scientists and researchers sometimes worry that adapting a message for different audiences is dumbing things down. It is not. Sociolinguists call this audience design. We all adjust our style depending on who we are talking to. In science communication, you can use this deliberately and intentionally. For example, for peers, you want to lead with mechanism and uncertainty. We found X under Y constraints, and next we will test for Z. For policymakers, you want to be leading with consequence and feasibility. X reduces inspection time by 40% with the existing equipment. And finally, when we're thinking about the so-called general public, right, this very diverse, broad audience, we want to be leading with stakes and scene. For example, a crack the width of a human hair can ground a plane. Here's how our research helps us to spot these cracks faster. So, what can you take away from these short reflections? This: the science does not change, but the frame does. That is not simplification, that is strategic communication. And that, dear listener, is what I have for you today. Thanks for listening to SciComm Bites. If you would like to explore more, or bring science communication to your team, or simply get in touch and have a chat, you will find me at SciCommSuccess.com. On that note, have a great day, a good week, and I look forward to having you along for the next installment of this tiny podcast. Bye for now.